Nursing home resident slams Kamala, leave our healthcare system alone. By Hannah Blow on August 12, 2019. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, visited a nursing home on the campaign trail Monday, where she was confronted by a resident who told her to leave our healthcare system alone. Harris stopped by the Bickford Senior Living Center in Muscatine, Iowa, Monday and spoke to a resident, who asked the presidential candidate how she planned to pay for everyone's health care. "I understand that you're advocating health care for everyone," the woman said. "Who's going to pay for it?" she asked. "Well, we're going to pay for it. Because right now, let me tell you something, we're all paying for health care for everyone," Harris began before the woman cut her off, saying, "No, we're not. Leave our health care system alone," the woman added. "We don't want you to mess with it." Harris has not been as transparent as Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, in regards to her intentions for universal health care coverage. She has flip-flopped on abolishing private insurance numerous times. She suggested during a CNN town hall earlier this year that she supported Medicare for All and abolishing private insurance, telling Jake Tapper, "Let's eliminate all of that. Let's move on." She later walked that position back but signified that she, indeed, supported abolishing private health insurance in favor of a government-run plan during a show-of-hands question at the first debate. She swiftly reversed positions after the debate, claiming she misinterpreted the question and signified support for supplemental private insurance. Senator Michael Bennett, DCO, generated cheers during the Democrat debate in Detroit last month after confronting Harris for not being forthcoming on her health care proposal. "Senator Harris is my friend as well, but I have to say, if we can't admit tonight what's in the plan, which is banning employer-based insurance, we're not going to be able to admit that when Donald Trump is accusing Democrats of doing that as well," he said. "We need to be honest about what's in this plan. It bans employer-based insurance and taxes the middle class to the tune of $30 trillion. Do you know how much that is? That's 70% of what the government will collect in taxes over the next 10 years," he continued. Harris dismissed his criticism and accused him of repeating Republican talking points.